Tribute to Grandmother Whiting, by Helen Barry and Ellen. Granddaughter. My grandparents lived very quiet lives, and yet I know they were busy. I don't know how they had the ability to accomplish all that they did, and yet seem to have a life of such calm. It seems it was different in the city, but there in St. John's they would spend their time in the garden, and Grandpa was out in the barn, when they were making their honey and doing other activities. I'm sure they were busy in the church and they had a lot of relatives there to visit. But it seems they were never hurried. Life was calm there and peaceful. I'm sure that during this time in my youth, when I was associating with my grandparents, I took it for granted that everyone had grandparents like these. At least one set. Everyone had to have a grandma and grandpa like Grandma and Grandpa Whiting. But as I have grown to maturity and in all these years since, I've begun to realize that there aren't any other people like Grandma and Grandpa Whiting. There never has been and there probably never will be. They were unique in and of themselves. At times I wish I could copy them, to be more like them, to have this ideal life that I thought of as so precious in my childhood. But I find that I can't copy them, that I have to be myself, and it would not be right to expect me or my husband to be like them or to copy their life. We are each different, and we must listen to the Spirit which guides us in one way or another, yet I do hope that when I have grandchildren of my own, that I can be a force for good in their lives, as my grandma and grandpa Whiting were for me. For surely, when the thought of these two fine people brings a lump in my throat 40 years later, and arouses deep emotion resembling pain, they have indeed had a tremendous impact on my life and one, which I am sure has been for the good.